plate a potential nugget.
During this podcast, we talk about people's journeys and choices and transitions. So before we talk about your recently published book, The Long Game, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about your journey. You know, talk to us about some of the key choices that got you to what you do now, and maybe give us a sense of why you wrote the book, and then we'll dive into the book.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. There's a lot of places that one can start in one's journey, but broadly speaking, I grew up in a small town in North Carolina, really wanted to get out of that small town. So I went to college early, and I ended up going to college at 14 and then graduating when I was 18. I went then to Harvard Divinity School and got a master's degree in theological studies. And when I got out of school, I started trying to find my way in the world. And like a lot of people, I managed to hit a variety of career roadblocks. I first tried to get into a doctoral program after I had finished my master's degree and got turned down by all the programs that I applied for. So I then decided I'd become a journalist. And I did that for about a year, and then I got laid off. So I had to come up with something else. It was very hard to get another job in journalism because the industry was kind of contracting. So I had been a political reporter, and I then ended up working in politics for a variety of candidates who kept losing. So it was a windy path to entrepreneurship for me. But for the past 15 years, I've had my own business, and that has entailed a lot of facets, including teaching now at Duke and Columbia, and speaking, writing books, and a variety of other activities like coaching and consulting. But broadly speaking, the way that I think about my work, having begun my career really at the intersection of marketing and communications and strategy, is helping people and organizations figure out how to get their message heard and their best ideas heard in a very crowded and noisy world.
And if I may persist with this theme, Dory, if you go back 15 years, you know, theology, journalism, political writer, how did you stumble upon this path? Could you talk to us about just the origin story of your journey, 15-year journey?
The original insight that I had that brought me to entrepreneurship, I had never really thought about that as a career for myself, but the most immediate preceding activity before starting my own business was for 2 years, I was a nonprofit executive director. Mm-hmm. And I was always interested in advocacy and social causes and things like that, which is why I had gotten into journalism and why I had gotten into politics. And I worked for this small organization, which was actually a bicycle advocacy organization. And about a year into it, I suddenly had this realization that running this nonprofit was basically like running a small business. It was almost indistinguishable. I mean, of course, you know, you roll the profits back into the organization, but you still have to run it the same way. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, wait, I've somehow been, you know, inadvertently learning how to run a small business. And then I thought, well, I could do that for myself. And suddenly I realized that this whole new opportunity was in front of me that that I hadn't considered before. And I realized that might be a good direction to go in.
I can so relate to Dory's perspective around how she got into entrepreneurship. Today, I run my own leadership and transition advisory practice and the podcast. And if somebody had asked me 10 years ago, I would not have put money on myself to do something on my own. For people that understand the South Indian archetype, I come from a Tamil Brahmin family, what they call the Tam Brahms, the community that's known for risk aversion and having a stated preference for salaried jobs. I must confess, I quite fit that archetype. It's just that post Egon Zehnder, my previous job, over the last 6 odd years, I feel I'm operating at the intersection of passion, skill set, and opportunity. That it doesn't quite feel like I'm running a business. It feels like I'm doing a set of things I enjoy. And it turns out that there's a commercial business case for doing this at an individual level. And to me, that's good enough to play this for the long term. I must confess, I'm more of a solopreneur or an independent producer, not really going after scale like a typical entrepreneur would. But I do think there's a space for people to meaningfully contribute to the world by being an independent producer. One of the books that's deeply influenced me a lot is a book called Small Giants by Bo Burlingham, where he focuses on companies that become great rather than large. The focus is on staying close to what gives you joy, refining your craft, and really getting good at it over the long term and adding distinctive value. Thank you for listening.